coffee?
Boy, not as far as I can tell.
Hey, I make it, but you pay for it. Who's the idiot?
Yeah, that'd definitely be me.
John, can I ask you a question? My grandmother's doctor passed away last month.
Yeah, Jake, there's really very little I can do for him now.
Just listen, okay? Now, I know we'll never find anybody as good as Dr. Phillips, but I was wondering if you could treat her.
Oh, you know, new patients always take a lot of time. There's all that paperwork and...
She has insurance. This afternoon looks good. And, John, well, how can I put this? My grandmother's 82. She's very fragile, and... Well, I guess what I'm saying is, could you be a little less like... you?
Is this the first time you've ever asked anyone for a favor? Because you really suck at it, you know?
Howdy, hey. Howdy, ho.
What are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be in my apartment unclogging my sink?
No time for that now. Bob has a blast from the past. The Paul Revere High School yearbook, class of 83.
Our yearbook! Oh, my God, I haven't seen that in, like, forever. Where am I?
You know, Rich, I thought you might want to sign it. Back in high school, she didn't get a chance. You know, we ran in different circles.
Yeah, mine had other people in it.
How about it, Rich? Will you sign?
All right, fine. There.
Hey, hey, not just your name. Something meaningful, Reg, like, Bob, you magnificent stud. You're an animal. You ruined me for all other men. Or you could just come up with something on your own.
Why don't I do that?
Hey, there I am.
Where?
See that thing those guys are shoving in the locker? That's me. You can see my ear in that guy's armpit.
Oh, and there I am, laughing and pointing.
Well, I tell you, if high school students looked that bad today, there wouldn't be such a pregnancy problem.
Maybe we should all bring in our yearbooks. Oh, that's right, Becker. I forgot. Yours was written in hieroglyphics.
Yeah, what was driver's ed like before they invented the wheel?
History must have been a lot easier before there was any.
Yeah. Well, you guys go on laughing, but you just asked me for a favor. And you depend on my business. And you shouldn't laugh at anyone.
When I grow up, my house is gonna be in a tree. It's gonna have its own roller coaster and have McDonald's instead of a kitchen.
I'm sorry, Jared, but that's impossible.
Why?
Because that's going to be my house.
Linda, can I see you for a minute?
I'll be right back.
I'll be waiting.
You better be.
Oh, I will be.
Oh, I know you will because
Linda!
I'm coming.
Who is that?
Oh, that's Jared. We met last week at Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese?
It was my birthday, Margaret. All right, it wasn't, but if you tell them it is, they sing you a song.
That boy should be in school.
His school's closed today. They found asbestos in the cafeteria. Kids in the Bronx are so lucky.
That doesn't change the fact that you've got work to do.
Ugh, why don't you just record that instead of saying it all the time?
And not to mention, I think that you are leading that boy on.
I'm not leading him on.
It's obvious that he thinks that he's your boyfriend.
He does not. Although we do have a lot in common. He likes NSYNC, I like NSYNC. He likes robots, I like robots.
He's 10.
I just can't win with you. I mean, you had a problem with Gil because he was in jail. You had a problem with that guy who lived in the subway because, well, God knows why. And now you don't like Jared.
He's 10.
You just don't want me to be happy, do you?
He's 10.
You met Lewis when he was 6.
We were both 6.
Well, that's just weird.
Oh, hi, Jake.
Hey, Margaret.
Hi, you must be Jake's grandmother. We've been expecting you.
Yes, Ruth Malnick. Glad to meet you.
Dr. Becker's almost ready. Why don't I just take you back and we'll get your blood work and your EKG out of the way.
You can let go now. I'll see you later.
Okay. See you for dinner.
Boy, your girlfriend's old.
She's my grandmother.
Now that's really weird.
Mrs. Malinak, John Becker. Very nice to meet you. Jake and I have been friends a long time. He's a great guy.
Oh, he's a good boy. But he is a little clumsy, don't you think?
Well, he is blind.
Well, that's no excuse. Look at Ray Charles.
Okay.
Easy there. Don't get grabby.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I just want to check your lymph nodes.
Well, I can save you some time. My problem isn't my lymph nodes. It's my heart.
Your heart? Well, your EKG is normal.
I have a heart murmur.
Oh, really? Do you mind if I listen?
Okay, but watch yourself. Damn heart murmur. Been a curse of my life. But I get around pretty good, considering.
You know something? Your heart sounds fine. I don't hear a murmur.
Well, it's hard to hear. That's why they call it a murmur. Dr. Phillips told me I had it years ago.
You know something? I think you may have been misdiagnosed.
Are you calling Dr. Phillips a liar?
No, of course. I'm just saying that mistakes happen. Am I missing something here? You know, not having a heart murmur is a good thing.
Why don't you just give me my shot and I'll be on my way?
Dr. Phillips gave you a shot for this?
B12 shots every month to regulate my heart.
Look, first of all, a B12 shot wouldn't do anything for a heart condition, even if it did, which it doesn't. You don't have one.
Well, if I don't, why do I get tired when I walk up the stairs?
Because you're 82 years old.
I'm beginning to believe you don't know what the hell you're doing. Now, are you going to treat my heart condition or not?
You don't have a heart condition.
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, but you don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
Don't you back talk me.
Hey, Becker.
Yeah, where's Jake?
He went to the bank.
Well, guess what? His grandmother hit me.
What did you do?
Nothing. She just hit me. My own mother didn't hit me.
Well, that explains a lot.
Well, you still looking at that stupid yearbook?
Yeah, you know, I forgot how popular I was. Look, homecoming queen, captain of the soccer team, head of the French club. Oh, and look, I was voted most likely to succeed.
Yeah, those yearbook editors were real prophets, weren't they?
So, Reg, did you sign my yearbook yet?
I'm busy, Bob. I'll get to it.
What's the big deal? Just sign right there on my picture.
What picture? Where are you?
Right there. That's my arm sticking out of the garbage can. In fact, if memory serves, you took the picture.
That's right. I was in the photography club, too.
John?
Yeah, right here.
What did you say to my Nana?
She hit me.
You don't know when to quit, do you?
Maybe you didn't hear what I said. She hit me.
Big deal. She hits everyone. I mean, she said you were rude, you wouldn't give her a shot, and that you were grabby?
Oh, 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 oh. You want to hear my version? She hit me!
Come on. She's got to be 80. When she swings, you got like half an hour to get out of her way.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe you treat my grandmother this way.
For your information, I was very nice to her. Yeah, I wanted to scream at her. I should have screamed at her, but I didn't.
Then why'd you tell her she didn't have a heart murmur?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because she doesn't have a heart murmur.
You know, Bob has a heart murmur.
Good. Listen, you have to tell her you were wrong.
Yeah, not a chance, Jake.
Listen, John, she's my Nana, and she's mad. She's not just mad at you. She's mad at me for sending her to you.
Not to me, like someone's granny whipped.
Look, John, I don't know whether or not she has a heart murmur, but she seems to think that she does, all right? And she's proud of the fact that she hasn't let it slow her down.
Well, why stop with a heart murmur? Why doesn't she not have a stroke? She could be doing even better.
I'm not kidding. You have to apologize.
You know, Jake, your grandmother's in great shape. If it's true, the good die young. She's going to live to be 1,000 years old. But she will never, ever live long enough to hear me say, I'm sorry.
That is so stupid.
I can't believe how stubborn he's been.
Huh? Oh, no, I'm talking about this picture. Did your school have one of those stupid losers in a mascot costume with, like, a big furry head annoying everyone at the football games?
It's called school spirit.
Your lunch is 1 hour, not 1 hour and 15 minutes, not 1.5 hours, certainly not 2 hours. You know, we've got work to do around here.
Yuck, you are sure right about her.
Sorry, Margaret, we went to the zoo.
So I'll be back to pick you up at 4?
5.
4:30. See ya.
Hey, wait, you forgot your elephant.
No, I got that for you.
Oh, wow, thank you, I love it.
See you later.
All right, this has gone far enough. Now he's buying you presents.
Oh, come on, it's just a stuffed animal.
Linda, he thinks that you're his girlfriend. If you don't end it, you're gonna break his little heart.
Even if I wanted to end it, which I don't, you know how bad I am at breaking up with people. Do you remember what happened with Gil? He started crying, then I started crying. We ended up staying together another 3 months. I mean, if that cashier at the mini mart hadn't been able to pick him out of a lineup, we'd be married by now.
Reg, are you okay?
Actually, I'm a little depressed. I've been thinking about what Becker said.
And you're only a little depressed?
What did he say this time?
Just that what a joke it was, my being voted most likely to succeed. He's right. I mean, what if my friends could see me now? No college diploma, barely a dime in the bank, no husband, no kids. I can't even hold on to a boyfriend. Somebody want to stop me?
Why? You're not done.
Hey, stop asking for money, you lazy jerk. You know, get off your ass, hit the pavement, and get a job. Ask for this. You threw it at me. I'm keeping it.
Some guy's gonna come in for this. You'll know him when you see him. Coffee to go, please.
You know, John, my Nana was so upset she said she couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah, well, maybe she was kept up by the beat of a very strong and healthy heart.
You know, one day you'll recognize there are more important things than having to be right.
Oh, please, I don't have to be right.
Oh, John, you really need to apologize to Jake's Nana.
Yeah, look, considering I went to medical school, I think I know a little bit more than Nana when it comes to diagnosing patients.
All right, we'll all stipulate that you know more about medicine than an 82-year-old woman who never finished high school. Happy?
Yes.
You know, John, it's not just between you and my Nana, all right? It's between you and me.
Oh, grow up, will you, Jake?
No, I'm serious, John.
I'll think about it. Linda, Bob.
Reg, 2 Cokes, please.
Should have been voted most likely to get Cokes.
Jared, I really like you. Cool. Hey, look. What I'm trying to say is, I really think you're great. Thanks, you too. Oh, please don't make this any harder than it already is. Do you have onion rings?
No, I don't have any rings. Thanks for bringing it up.
Jared, we can't see each other anymore. Why? I thought we were having fun.
We were. I mean, we are. But I guess that I've given you the wrong impression. We can't do things together anymore.
So you mean we can't even go to the zoo?
Yeah, we could do that.
What about the movies?
Of course.
Then what's gonna be different?
I don't know.
Then what the heck are we talking about?
I don't know. It's all her fault.
Why don't you like me?
No, 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 that's not it. It's just that I thought, you know, that you thought that she was your girlfriend.
Oh, gross. She's like 100 years old. Let's go play video games.
Okay. When I was in high school, I could have had a guy like that.
You know, this doesn't exactly look like a steady heartbeat to me.
Yeah, well, first of all, Mrs. Malinak, that's a brain scan. Secondly, that's not even your file. And third, you're in my chair.
Sorry, it's hard for me to get up, you know, because of my heart.
Yeah, right, right.
Now, you called me all the way down here. I assume you have something you want to say.
Yes, well, maybe the other day I was a little hasty.
You weren't hasty. You were wrong.
Let's not get into right and wrong. You know, Jake's a very good friend of mine, and because you're his grandmother, I guess that I was,
For a doctor, you don't have much of a vocabulary, do you?
Well, you know, I got a couple of choice words running through my head right now.
I'm waiting.
The other day, I might have been a little hasty, and I guess that I was... Now, damn it, I was right. I was 100% right. You do not have a heart murmur. You know, the only thing you have is a total lack of respect for anybody else. You know, I can't even believe that you and Jake are related. I mean, he is such a nice guy. He's a really good person, and you're...
Thank you.
No, I wasn't complimenting you.
Yes, you were. If Jake is a good person, I get some of the credit. After all, I had a big hand in his upbringing.
Oh, yeah, I know all about your big hand.
I believe you were in the middle of an apology.
Listen, I cannot in good conscience tell you that you have something that you don't have.
I'm sure I have a heart murmur. It's not like it just went away.
Well, what if it did?
What?
Maybe. You know, your heart murmur got better, which is why I didn't hear it.
Is that possible?
For Jake's sake, let's say it is.
Okay. I can live with that. But what about my B12 shots?
Well, if your heart murmur got better, you don't really need those shots, do you?
Because they worked, right?
Yeah. I guess I can live with that.
Just be gone. And I'll see you next month. That's when I get my liver scan.
Liver scan? That doesn't say anything about a liver. See you next month. Jake?
Hey, John. I talked to Nana.
Thanks for apologizing to her. No problem.
I mean, you didn't have to start crying and beg her forgiveness.
She said that I... Oh, yeah. Glad to help. Where's Reg? I'm starved.
She closed up early. She's been in the back for over an hour. She's still depressed about this whole high school thing.
Oh, for God's sake. Reg!
I'm closed, Becker. Go away.
Oh, come on. You can't close early. How am I supposed to...
Becker, get out!
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, pathetic just took a turn towards creepy.
What's going on, dude? I missed something good again?
No, you'd be glad you're blind.
This is my homecoming dress.
Oh, that is pathetic.
You know, make fun all you want, but it still fits and it looks great. You know, everybody else in the class of 83 might be married. Michelle Bear is a surgeon. Ellen Madison is a hotshot lawyer. But I am, and always will be, homecoming queen.
You do realize that's not a profession.
Mama! Am I dreaming? I gotta pinch myself. No, you do it.
I'm going to change.
Wait, did you sign my yearbook yet?
Oh, for God's sake, all right, I'm doing it.
Wait. After all these years of getting cut out of the picture, it's not gonna happen again. Bob finally had the chance to have his picture taken with the homecoming queen.
There, are you happy?
Have a great summer. It's beautiful. Quick, Becker, take our picture.